Yeah, I'm really, really proud of all the collabs that I have on the project. I wanted to keep the project as limited in collabs as possible because it is the debut project, and I wanted to make sure that my voice is heard. But each of these artists that are featured on this project bring such a great energy, and they're all incredibly versatile. And the songs that they're on are all really different. You know, the song that Ingrid is on is one that we wrote together just because we're friends here in Nashville, and we've gotten to know each other since I moved here as the, you know, younger, under 30, under 35 era country artists. We all right. Hang out. And to get her on here for it was initially a song that we were thinking about for her project featuring me. But when it didn't make her project, I was like, I really love this song. I'd love to take the verse and the chorus and have you do the verse that I was doing. And so we just flipped parts. And that song sounds totally different than a Praise the Lord or a Cross Country,
right.
Mickey, or a Throwback with Keith. So I think all of these features, you know, it's me and my in the different sonic that I feel comfortable in, but also giving some of these artists an opportunity to say and do things on songs that they might not normally be able to do on the songs that they're usually on. Mickey Guyton has made a lot of incredible music, but a song like Cross Country, for the opportunity to tell her story more autobiographically, a song like Throw It Back gives Keith the opportunity to get on a song, some powerful 808s and a real hip-hop undercurrent, and to be able to perform a slight different way than he normally would, or for Thomas on a real down-home black gospel thing beat. Like, I love being able to collab for an artist for that reason, because I either get to do something different or they get to do something, or combination of both. And I think all of the collabs that we have on this project are really special.